ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. As Israel gears up for an expected ground invasion in the country, announcing this weekend that it will be ramping up airstrikes in Gaza, many families are still holding out hope that their loved ones being held hostage by Hamas will be released safely.
The IDF says an estimated 210 people are being held hostage by Hamas. 17-year-old Natalie Renan and her 59-year-old mother Judith were in Israel celebrating a family member's birthday when they were kidnapped from Nahal Oz kibbutz during Hamas's attack. But on Friday, the dual Israeli U.S. citizens from the Chicago area were released.
During his Oval Office address, President Biden said the return of all American hostages is his highest priority. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Jerusalem.
In southern Gaza, some humanitarian aid has been able to enter from Egypt as Palestinians are desperate for food, fuel, and water. Even still, many more trucks remain idle on the other side of the border. With continuing coverage of the Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News. Maryland officials still searching for a suspect in the shooting death of a judge outside his home on Thursday. Authorities say they believe suspect Pedro Argote targeted the judge just hours after issuing a ruling against Argote in a divorce case.
New Jersey federal judge Esther Salas has been fighting for more protections for judges since a gunman targeted her 3 years ago, killing her son and critically wounding her husband at the front door of her home.
We are seeing lives lost and the potential for more lives to be lost.
Judge Wilkinson is the third state judge shot by a person involved in a case they were presiding over in the last 3 years. Last year, U.S. Marshals investigated more than 1,300 real and potential threats against protected persons in the federal judiciary.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting. Hurricane Tammy making landfall in the Caribbean's Barbuda as a Category 1 storm. Barbuda is about 250 miles east of Puerto Rico. It's the storm forecasted to turn north toward Bermuda. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Ooh, Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Civic Media and welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find them online at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Northgate Mall, and by Essex Square by Easttown. You can also shop them online at theupsstore.com.
Jimmy, all hail the magic conch. There is only one band that can fuse the spirit of SpongeBob SquarePants and prog pop rock, and that is Madison-based band Magic Conch. The four-piece band that has mixed funk with 70s progressive rock for the better part of a decade released their sophomore album, Fine Dining and Breathing, this summer right here. Live in the Lair, or maybe not so live, the band from Bikini...
They're alive? What are you saying?
The band
they're
from...
They're alive. I'm barely. They're, yes. Oh, barely. They're going to be fun. Sorry, go ahead, Rocker. He's going to get mad at me.
The band from Bikini Bottom that made Madison famous, it's the Magic Conch. Andrew, Mark, Andy, Jack, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you letting us be here, man. Oh.
Now, the last time you guys were actually in the Devil's Lair, you played an acoustic show, which you said that was your only show. That was back, that was an acoustic show that you played May 1st, 2021.
Oh. Wow.
That was two studios ago for us.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Time goes fast.
I was expecting
it?
A much later year, and I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah. 2021, right?
Only 2021.
Time is not slipping away yet.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Oh, okay. Members of Magic Conch currently spread. Oh, this is crazy, you guys. You're all over the place, all across the Midwest. Yet somehow you continue to hold it together and remain a working band. Thank you for that, because I know it can be difficult. Now, throughout this segment, we're going to learn a whole bunch more about you and the individual parts that make up this great band. First, though, tell us about, I can't wait to ask you this. Tell us about the band name and its connection to your music. Are all of you SpongeBob fans?
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, we're all right around the same age here. Yeah. So, I mean, that was just something we grew up watching. And I can't even be confident about how it came about, really. It might just have been maybe we just always assumed we were just going to do that, I guess.
That awkward time where, like, oh, we got to name this thing that's a band. And it unanimously was like, it's going to be a SpongeBob joke, like, immediately.
That's
and
great.
I think we just stuck on something really fast.
It yeah. sticks with people, because once they hear your name, it's like, oh, and yeah.
That's the first question, too, obviously.
Well, do you often have SpongeBob fans run up to you after you're done doing your set wanting to talk about SpongeBob?
That's at least always the first question is, like, they're like, SpongeBob, right? And you're like, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And that bleeds into the albums, obviously, yeah. The two album names, because they're both references as well to specific episodes, so...
Well, it was my young niece who actually told me, you know, I said, oh, yeah, this band Magic Conch. And she was like, oh, that's SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
I was like, oh, I missed that one, man. Well, Magic Conch has been active for 7 years. Give us like a quick band history lesson, a quick Wikipedia. Tell us about the Magic Conch. What kind of music are you? What do you guys do? What's your mission statement?
Get the first question.
It's like the elevator speech.
Well, it all started one fateful night in October 2016. Mark had put out a Facebook status saying, would anyone like to be a singer in a rock band? And I might have had just a few too many drinks.
Oh, no.
That and I decided to take him up on that offer and message him and see what happened.
And we're glad he did.
We were practicing down in the Humanities building at the time.
Yeah, down at the bottom of State Street.
You can practice there?
Mark can. Well, he got us in. He's the one unlocking the doors. So.
That's right.
Don't tell him. We were a group. Right we now. Were a group around me and Andrew and Mark. We were in a group around town here before Andy joined the band. But yeah, we stuck together through that, and we knew we wanted to just keep going. So we found the right guy, no doubt.
So the three of you knew each other, but you were new and coming in as the lead singer.
I just happened to know Mark because we grew up in the same neighborhood, and I was pretty good friends with his younger brother.
How
Mike
about that?
In high school. So we were just kind of like. Neighborhood friends, in a sense.
You guys chilled
so
after school
on
and
Facebook.
Watched some SpongeBob, right?
Right.
Well, exactly. That came later.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mark just threw a SpongeBob birthday party for his girlfriend. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we live it.
Nice.
Well, now let's get to some. We were going to do some live music, but I think we should take a moment to say that. The band had played a show earlier, and you guys were just a little jammed out on the vocals to be able to perform tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to change it up, and we're going to pretend like you're playing live, but we're actually going to play songs from your new album.
Air
or
guitar.
From the, yeah, and Jimmy will air guitar along.
Works great for radio.
That would be beautiful.
So let's get into some music in the lair with Magic Conch, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio. The first song you have for us tonight is called Hotter Than the Sun, and it's from your new album, Fine Dining and Breathing. Tell us about this chill song.
How did we write this one, Al?
You know, when Rocker asked me to send him descriptions, this is the one I couldn't think of how we wrote it.
That's why we started with this one.
Oh, yeah. Good. All right.
Do the hardest one first.
I can't even remember what part we had first.
Well, what's hotter than the sun?
I don't know.
Our friend Greg. We've got SpongeBob as an inside joke, and our friend Greg is our inside joke. I know, Greg, you're not listening, but this is for you.
Why is he not listening?
Because he's in Minneapolis right now.
Okay. Well, he could be listening in on the app, and he could be texting us questions right now.
Yeah, how do you
right
find now. That app, actually?
Just go to maxincradio.com and click listen, and it'll show you all the ways to listen, including the app. And
you're taking my job here, dude.
Oh, man.
They're asking me questions.
Man, you guys.
All right, we'll get back on track. Right now, hotter than the sun is Magic Conch live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Magic Conch right there. Hotter than the sun.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. There's so many parts about that song I love, and I'm hoping that you did too. I want to hear your feedback right now. 844-967-2789.
We have some feedback.
967-2789. Call or text into Civic Media app. Magic Conch wants to answer your questions.
We tend to get texts, and we already got a text saying, Gene is loving the show. We're not sure who Gene is.
Thanks for listening.
So Gene. I'm going to text back and try to get an answer, but this came in while we were listening to that song.
All right. Very nice.
Very cool. All right, so we need to start finding out more about all of you. We're going to dig into your lives. Let's start with the layer of funk, the bassist, Mark Ziegler. Ooh, right, Mark? Okay, what's your backstory? How'd you become involved in music? Did your parents play a role? And I dig your bass playing.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Tell us more.
Oh, geez. How'd you start? So I started actually playing in public schools, playing on the upright bass in fifth grade.
See, yay, public schools and music programs.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Love public. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm actually teaching it. I'm teaching. Yeah. So I learned here public Madison schools. Now I teach at Madison Public Schools.
That's awesome.
Yep, teaching music just like my teacher who inspired me.
Those kids are very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. We have so much fun. But
That bass line in the last song was super good.
Oh, thank you.
I even yelled at you, hey, that was a really good bass line.
Thanks.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah.
I love when people yell at me. But
So what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Extremely supportive. They're not musical themselves. My dad likes to think he is.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, Paul. He's been put out.
He must have a big record collection.
He's a singer. He's a singer.
Okay.
Not musically trained. Doesn't have a musical ear. That's all I'm going to say.
But he supports you.
He supports me.
There we go.
They have fun with music.
Mark, dishing it out.
Yeah, you know, just letting it all out.
To be fair, he started off with extremely supportive.
Right.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Andy.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was I almost like gave up bass for a minute, but then I found out I really missed it. I joined it again. I started again in high school. It became like a big like this is what I do in college. It became a big part of my identity in college, and that's when I met like Jack and Andrew. And then, you know, I knew Andy from growing up, so it worked out nicely that way. I basically get to play with my musical family here. And
so the transfer from stand-up bass to electric bass, like, what happened? Did you, you know, were there substances involved? Like how did that happen? How do you go from stand-up bass to long-haired rock guy?
I think it's because I'm going to blame
Geddy Lee and Bootsy Collins.
Yeah, Geddy, a lot of Geddy.
Those are the substances.
Yep. I'm going to blame my music teacher. He was also bearded, long-haired bass player who played the upright. He's playing in the Madison Symphony right now. Rob Rickman, love you. But he also played electric bass. And he's the one who introduced me, like saying, like, hey, you can play this. You can also play this.
Oh,
and he'd
cool.
show me an electric. So, he really inspired me. So did my uncle. And yeah.
Do you ever bring the standout bass in work on stage at all, or
I'm actually playing in Middleton. I do a lot of like their musicals out there. Mm-hmm. So I still gig with the upright, but it's a very different sort of gig.
Yeah.
That's more like, you know, just kind of like individual gigs, whereas the electric is more like playing with these guys.
Right.
Do your students ever come see you play? I bet they must be so happy that you're actually in bands playing and doing things too.
They do freak out. They'll be like,
there's comments on some of our videos and stuff, and they'll be like, yo, I think that's my music teacher.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's Mr. Z.
That's so awesome. It doesn't get better than that.
I was looking at our old stuff not too long ago, and I saw one say, like, not bad for a substitute teacher. I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Oh, wow.
So the sophomore album is out, Fine Dining and Breathing. It's just a great album.
Thank you.
Talk about the name. I love the name of the album.
So yeah, that was basically the carrying on with the whole SpongeBob SquarePants theme. You know, Wombology, the first album, is that's just a quote from a specific, very specific episode from one of the first seasons. And this same thing with this album. You know, when we were going to name it, we already knew we were going to pick another episode,
right,
and do some sort of a vague quote. So it's not super obvious, you know. But so yeah, we picked one of our favorite episodes, and we were like, Fine Dining and Breathing.
Would you call your albums like Wombology and the new one here concept albums at all? Or
I mean, I don't, but okay. I think no. We try to tie, like,
we just write a batch of songs,
yeah,
and pick the best ones, and that's that.
I think the new album title, Fine Dining and Breathing, I especially like because fine dining seems like sort of sophisticated and classy.
It does.
And I think that this recording is just a lot like more, the songs are more mature, or I feel more proud of like the whole overall song. It's
mature is the best way to say it.
Sometimes we look back on that first album, like we played a show today where we had to play like over 2 hours. We played some of our older stuff, and looking back on that stuff you wrote 5-6 years ago, you're like, oh,
it was crazy when we were rehearsing and I hadn't played those songs in quite a while, and they were like, how about this one, and I'm like, yeah, we'll give it a shot. See if we can remember them.
Well, Fine Dining and Breathing, it sounds like a byline from a restaurant at the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
Let's get back to music in the lair with Magic Conch, presented by the Aaron Weber Group here on Max Inc. Radio. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called After Dark. Is this another song about booty?
Yeah, because it's a Mark Nasty bassline song. So everything, all those songs.
There's a line in the song, you know, everything's a little bit better after dark. So, you know, take it for what it is in the right context.
Oh, yeah.
Hit it, Jimmy.
Let's do his Magic Conch live in the lair. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
The sun. That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Earl Ingram, working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're all having a good night. Welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Connect with them now at movetomadison.com. Don't forget, Maxine Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Got new music from Abaddon's End, Zeroed Hero, Iron Plow, Rogue Rat. Of course, we'll do that essential last crack at 11 o'clock. And we'll kick it off with a double dip of Droids Attack. And they have a new beer out. That's pretty awesome. It's an APA put up by Starkweather Brewing Company. Woohoo!
Wow.
Maxine Kevy tonight at 10 o'clock.
I love it.
We got to have a beer of the weekend with that.
No doubt.
Okay, it's time to give the drummer some. What do you say?
Yeah, give the drummer some.
Yeah, Andrew Slade is the man behind the drums. Andrew, give us a little backstory, how you got involved in playing drums and music, and did your parents have anything to do with it?
Yeah, I mean, like Mark, my parents were super supportive because my dad played in bands.
Cool.
And still does. So my brother and I grew up with like drum kit in the house and guitars in the house. So I just learned when I was young because there was a kit in the house and parents who... My dad wanted to jam with my brother and I. So
that's cool.
We lived in dinky rural Wisconsin, and we just had a family band. And yeah, when I moved to Madison, I was lucky enough to find some people.
Yeah.
What band is your dad in currently?
He plays in a band with some engineers called Tensor.
Sounds like an engineer name.
What kind of music do they play?
Classic rock, 70s classic rock.
Of course. Yeah.
Tense rock.
Yeah. Okay, so we know that your bass player is in Madison as a teacher. Where are you? Because we talked about you all are spread everywhere across the Midwest.
Yes, I also live here.
Good. Okay.
Yep, Mark and I are the two now who are here.
Okay.
Yep.
Hard to get together, all of you, though, to like do shows and rehearse and practice and all the things you want to do?
Yeah, we rehearse usually once before playing a show now. So we sort of rely, hopefully, on everyone just plays.
I mean, we're talking about practice here.
Practice. Yeah, we don't practice.
Rehearsal.
Yeah, we don't. I know. I probably used the wrong word, practice.
Oh, no.
They've been practicing their whole lives.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let's get back to Music in the Lair with Magic Conch, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Running in Place. Is this song about a hamster wheel?
What you think, Andy?
That's a good question. Running in Place, it just was a weird sort of thing I was feeling when throwing those lyrics together, just thinking like, broadly speaking and like at an individual level, I sort of feel like I've been running in place these past several years or so.
Got it.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
That's the thing. It's just one of those things that just, it kind of feels like we've all been kind of feeling that in a way. So I felt like it was something we could relate to in a sense.
Magic Conch is live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Seems far ahead. He asks too many questions. They never take the time to give a damn about the folk who live below the line. And every broken promise has a chance to make amends. Step back, relax, take deep breaths. Don't give yourself a heart attack. Hypertension in your veins. They dabble with sounds. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rouse. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates, we're like in the tombs. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running. We've been running in place. We've been running.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Mag Zinc on Civic Media. Magic Conch is live in the lair. There's like a weird hissing sound going on in my head, Rocker, and I'm totally lost right now.
That's because probably because Alan Robinson was here
earlier. Oh, guys.
Of course. That's what happened.
Yeah. Come on now.
Shout out, Alan. I love you, dog.
Hey, we got another text. Another memorable Saturday night. Thank you, Max Inc. Radio. And that came in again during your last song.
Perfect.
People are digging the tunes, you guys. Okay, so here's where people can actually come and see you and hang out. You have upcoming shows. Madison, October 27th at the Red Rooster. We love the Red Rooster in Madison with White Rabbit Object from Chicago. And then November 17th at the Burr Oak in Madison. That one is with Seesaw and Nestor. That is awesome. Okay, so we need to talk to the lead guitarist now with the long hair to make the young girls cry. Jack Peterson. Jack, tell us your backstory. How'd you get into music? You know the questions by now. Parents, and what brought you to Madison? You're from the UP.
Way up in the trees.
You are.
Way up north. Yep, well, yeah, grew up in the UP. We were just hay farmers and...
Don't say just.
Well, you know.
That's important.
Horses got to eat.
You got it.
But nobody around. I had a sister. My parents, there's no instruments in the house. I think maybe a piano. But it's kind of the same kind of story, you know. I mean, mine's kind of cheesy because I ended up playing Guitar Hero when it came out. And I was like, I'm in. And convinced my parents, and I finally saved up enough money and got an electric guitar. And
how old were you?
What was your song on Guitar Hero?
Cliffs of Dover, Eric Johnson.
There you go.
And I'll play that right now too. On the real one.
Nice.
But yeah, no, that's, yeah, I mean, that's basically it. My parents, I remember my mom sitting in front of the old TV with headphones on watching her show so I could sit in the other room and sound like garbage while I'm trying to learn Guns N' Roses records and stuff.
See,
so
that's still a supportive parent.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's what, because she could have told me to shut up.
Yeah. How old were you when you started?
14. So that's half my life now. So
that is so cool.
Yeah. And then I moved out. I went down to Madison and I met these guys down here and just been taking care of business since then.
Awesome. Where's home for you now?
Well, I moved a couple times since then, but I'm down in downtown Minneapolis right now.
Oh, man. No wonder it's hard for all of you to get together. Yes. I'm glad you do.
That's an easy commute between Madison. It's 4 hours. Mm-hmm.
That's just about the length of time when you want to get out of the car. It's about 4 hours.
So true.
Well, let's get to singer and guitarist Andy Gray. You're originally from La Crosse. You came to Madison. What is your musical journey? And of course, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
Yeah, so when I was a wee baby of maybe two or three,
his mother handed him an accordion. And that was it.
So we went to church as kids, and I learned how to play nursery rhymes and church songs just kind of tinkering around on our toy piano because I just remembered what they sounded like.
Yeah.
So my parents kind of got an idea early on that I had a good ear for it, so they put me in piano lessons immediately. And since then, they've always been, you know, at the front kind of supporting, making sure that I have access to all the instruments that I want to learn. Because ever since I learned piano, the rest was history. I learned how to play guitar, taught myself how to play using piano theory.
No kidding.
When you were learning the piano, what was your favorite song or songs that you like to play on the piano while you
were
learning?
That's a good question.
Benny and the Jets.
Before I really got good at piano, there was like one song that I would like to play a lot, and it was "You Don't Understand Me" by the Raconteurs, that early 2010s band with Jack White. Jack White and some of the members of the Grasshoppers, and you know those.
What was it about that song that you loved so much?
It's just a really great piano riff. There's just something so cool about it. You got to listen to the song. It's driven by the piano, and it's all just kind of like intense and emotional and everything. It's a great song.
I'm sorry, Terry. The best part about the piano is when it really harmonizes well with the vocals in a song
or and vice versa, really, for the vocals and the piano. I love the two when they're well done together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you still play piano, or you're like main guitar?
Andy's special. He plays everything.
I had to kind of relearn how to play piano when I joined my other band.
How about that?
The band that I moved to Chicago with, which is called Defunk and the Grease Monkeys. They're also a former local Madison group.
Shout out those guys.
Big, like jazzy, funky, hip hop kind of stuff. Oh.
So you guys moved to Chicago like to pursue music then?
Essentially,
in Chicago?
Yeah. We're feeling things out, making some connections, seeing how it goes.
Was that Defunk and the Grease Monkeys?
Yep, Defunk spelled D'Funk and the Grease Monkeys.
That's cool.
That's a great name.
Wow, that sounds fun. And so what brought you down to Madison from La Crosse?
Parents moved here. They heard it was a nice city to raise kids in the mid-90s, so they figured it was a cool spot to kind of settle. My mom went for a master's degree at UW-Madison, so kind of timed out well. So
very cool. Yeah. Are they still here and then you live in Chicago?
They actually just moved a couple years back up north to a small little house on the lake up in New Auburn, not too far from Chitek.
Very nice. Yeah. Wow. You guys.
So where on Bikini Bottom can we find Fine Dining and Breathing? You got CDs, posters. Tell us where we can find you guys online.
It's all on the major streaming platforms. We went through DistroKid, so it's Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, Google, or, you know, not Google.
Apple. Google, yeah, just Google in general.
Google, just Google it. Google it. It's out there. Just Google it.
But yeah, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere, any major streaming platform, you can find that new album and our old album as well. Mm-hmm. If you would like to pick one up, y'all know where to find us. We gave you some dates. You come to the show and we'll get that taken care of.
I love it.
Do you guys like to connect with fans and ask questions from the social media sites?
We are terrible at social media, kind of, just in general, but live when we play shows and we got people to come in, we got such a good following of people, and like all of our friends from years, and we really appreciate everybody coming out all the time.
So. We'll reshare your dates, too, so people can try to hook up with you. Yeah, absolutely.
Did we cover the dates, upcoming shows?
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah. We could give them again. Go ahead, Jimmy K.
No, that's okay. I was sleeping.
No, I think we should. Really quick, October 27th, you guys are at Red Rooster in Madison. That's coming up quick. And then November 17th at the Burr Oak in Madison. And you've got other bands playing with you that are terrific, too. There you go.
Tell us about the band you're bringing up to the Red Rooster from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
We don't really know much about them. I can't exactly remember how this show came to be.
The Red Rooster fused you guys?
It was a while ago.
It's one of those emails where it'll be like, look, I think they're looking for a band at a venue.
I just reached out
being like, oh, Red Rooster's cool. But they're sort of like a female-fronted kind of smoky blues rock band.
That's awesome. I'm there. Magic Conch, congratulations on the new album.
Thank you so much.
I know you guys played a long show before coming here. We really appreciate you coming in.
I can't tell you how much. Well, we're so happy to be here. It's good to be back. Awesome to see y'all again, for real.
And all of you. Thank you so much.
The last song we're going to play is Time in a Bottle. Tell us about this song before we play it.
I don't know. I mean, the title says it, man. I mean, whatever that makes you think of, that's Andy writes the words, and we hit all the chords. So
sometimes.
He's talking to me, I'm sure.
Way to set it up there.
Bad.
Yeah. Now we really want to hear it.
was it like inspired by the Police or something like that?
No, I mean, if there's going to be some inspiration, and it sounds like a Pink Floyd tune, probably. That's about as close
heavy
as you could
Pink
get.
Floyd.
Big heavy.
Yeah. Bad Andy Gray.
Yep.
All right. Well,
we call him Pink.
Let's check it out right now. Is Magic Conch live in the lair? Max Inc. Heavy's coming up in just a minute. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you.
your word. We won't be heard. Believe in your people. Stick to your word.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique.
And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
ABC News, I'm Mark.